"You know how much I love you?" Barry asked. "No. How much?" Jenny said with a grin. "This much," he said as he hugged her close and reached under her winter coat and grabbed the control in her pocket. He twisted one of the knobs, and a slight hum followed. Jenny moaned slightly and bit her lip to keep from making more noise. The small plastic bullet on the other end of the remote control's cord began to vibrate deep inside her pussy. "I love you that much," Barry said and laughed. Jenny tried to respond, but decided against it. Once she started making noise, she might not be able to stop. She smiled and kissed Barry as they continued shopping. "We need milk," Barry asked as they passed the dairy aisle. Jenny shrugged her shoulders and smiled. Barry laughed and grabbed a gallon just in case. "Actually, you know what I need?" he asked. "No, what?" she said with great effort. He leaned over and kissed her. "You, baby," he said and smiled. "And you know how much I need you?" he asked with a grin. Jenny shook her head and smiled and got ready. Barry reached back into her pocket and turned the other knob all the way on, and a vibrating bullet deep in her ass began to quiver. Jenny let out a moan and bit her lip. Her eyes were half closed as she tried not to make any more noise. Barry laughed again and pushed the cart on to the next aisle. Jenny was having trouble walking as the two bullets vibrated in her, and she could feel her pussy juices dripping down her legs through her panties. She looked down to make sure that her cum wasn't down beyond her skirt yet, but she knew it wouldn't be long until it was. Her skirt was short, about thigh high, and it wouldn't take her pussy long to drip that much juice down her leg. "Can we turn them off now?" she asked through clenched teeth. "Sure, baby. Anything you want," Barry said, and reached into her pocket again and turned both knobs off. "Better?" he asked. She let out a huge breath and laughed. "Yes, much. Thank you." She smiled and kissed him, and they continued shopping. They browsed the meat case, searching for dinner ideas. Jenny picked up a package of London broil steaks and held them up to Barry. "Want steak this week?" she asked. "Nah, can't grill it. Too cold outside, and steak sucks without being grilled," he answered. Jenny stuck her tongue out at him and laughed as she tossed the package back into the case. Barry smiled and walked up next to her and slid his hand into her pocket and flipped the first knob, and Jenny jerked and started to giggle. He turned the second one on full as well, and she grabbed his arms for support. Another shopper, an older woman, gave them a long, strange look and pushed her cart away, glancing back several times and trying to figure out what the humming noise was. Jenny was trying to hide her face so the woman couldn't see her grin or her eyes rolled back in her head in pleasure. She reached into her pocket to turn them off, but Barry stopped her and laughed and led her over to the vitamin area. The area was virtually deserted. There was an old couple a ways away, but other than that, they had a few seconds alone. Jenny grabbed Barry's arm as her legs started to go wobbly on her, and she was fighting to stand. The bullets inside her buzzed and whirred away, and her juices were down to her knees. She knew anyone walking by would see her legs were dripping wet and something funny was going on. Barry slipped one arm around her to steady her, and then slipped the other hand up her skirt. Jenny's eyes shot open at the feel of Barry's hand slipping under her wet panties. She looked around and was going to tell him to stop, and then he rubbed his fingers across her clit. She bit her lip and opened her legs for him to slide his hand between her legs easier. Barry's fingers slid between her soaked pussy lips, and his thumb brushed against her clit. Jenny couldn't help herself. She moaned loudly, and then thanked God the old couple seemed to be hard of hearing. Barry's thumb pressed and rubbed on her clit as two fingers entered her pussy easily. She was so wet, they slid in with no friction, and Barry started to wiggle them inside of her. His thumb worked her clit and his fingers in her pussy, the bullet vibrating in her pussy and another in her ass. It was all too much for her to control. She felt a wave starting at the base of her spine, a shot of electricity that surged through her body. Suddenly, she didn't care who saw her. She wanted to come. She gritted her teeth and looked at Barry and began to grind her hips on his hand. She threw her head back and let out a deep moan and growl and began to shake all over. Barry grabbed her tighter with his arm to steady her as she began to come. Her panties pulled to the side. Her cum dripped out at first and ran down her legs. Then she jerked and started to shake, and a flood of cum spurted from her and splashed on the floor. She couldn't stop now, even if she wanted to. She shook harder and ground her hips against Barry's soaking hand, and another jet of cum erupted from her pussy and saturated the floor beneath her. She squeezed his arm, and he stopped rubbing her and withdrew his hand and held her tight against him for a second. She kissed him and pulled away as she was able to steady herself and started giggling. She always giggled after coming hard. Barry smiled and kissed her and pulled her skirt back down and turned off the bullets in her. She straightened her clothing out as best she could and started to laugh at the sight of her cum-soaked legs. Barry looked down and laughed too, and they pushed the cart to the side and decided it would be best just to go. Besides, Barry said, now I got an itch to scratch. He smiled and kissed her again, and she held him close to her side as they walked out of the store. As they neared the door, the PA system came on, and a man's voice stammered, clean up in aisle 18 and vitamins. Jenny started to laugh, and they sped towards the door, and then the PA cracked again, and the voice came back, thank you, mystery shopper. Then the PA clicked off. Jenny and Barry looked at each other and started laughing. They had forgotten the store's security cameras. They hugged each other close and stepped into the night.